Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for the wonderful love and every spiritual blessing that we have in you. And it's only in you that we can find life that overcomes, life that is beneficial to us and to everyone else, and to instruct and bring about righteousness in this world. In Jesus' name, amen.
We read Matthew 5, verse 27 and 28. Your ancestors have been taught, never commit adultery. However, I say to you, if you look with lust in your eyes at a woman who is not your wife, you've already committed adultery in your heart.
Hallelujah. And this is just so beautiful. This is Jesus saying, you know, the Lord was just a tutor to lead us to him. But when we're in him, we've got everything, everything pertaining to life. And each and every one of us is the destiny of God, the plan of God, all been set out there for us. The good works laid out for us is predestined. So we rest in God, and that's the beginning. That's the must be first. That marriage to Jesus, that commitment to God, that's number one. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the good things will come at the right time. And that's the whole key. So when you don't know this truth about that, you could never curb your desires and your attitudes and your actions. And you couldn't do it without Jesus. And that's the first thing. So the total surrender to Jesus. And then every good and perfect gift is given to you at the right time, relevant to your name written in heaven, relevant to God's plan for your life to be fruitful and be a blessing and bring about his kingdom on earth. So once you know that, you don't want anything else. And one of the greatest gifts in the word is your helpmate, is the partner God has got for you. Not that what the devil has got for you. Devil comes and wants to bring division. His name is deceiver, but our name is overcomer. You are more than an overcomer. And we overcome by waking up to the promises, holding on to them, and then seeing God bring you your partner, which is so beautiful. She's going to be a helpmate, or he's going to be a helpmate, not a problem. And yes, they will. Maybe that your helpmate will be a problem sometime, because you are not in line, and then you just got to get in line. You got to go draw to. You got to draw close to God so that God can help you. But nevertheless, you've been put on this earth to find your God, find your helpmate, and then be the person God made you to be, a light in the darkness, a river in the desert, a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. And just touching this temptation. So whenever this happens, you know it's where it's coming from. It's coming from the evil one that is always trying to divert you from the goodness of God, from his plan. And again, you just go back to the great and precious promises. Thank you, Lord, for your help, mate, that you have got for me. Thank you, Lord, that she or him will be a fruitful vine in the heart of my house, blessing me and encouraging me in your plan for my life. And so you just use the word, put on the garment of praise. Praise is found in the goodness of God towards you, the praise he has for you, the destiny he has for you, the good works for you, that he has for you, partner that he's got for you. It's all found in that. So put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And another thing that I do often, if it happens that my eyes start wandering like that, I just say, Lord, I thank you for that person. I thank you, Lord, that you will bring to pass your plan in their lives, and you will trample the devil under their feet, because that's our calling, Lord, to overcome all this deception and lies and shortcuts. It is not us. That desires that divert us from your goodness is not of us. But thank you, Lord, your will be done on this earth for each and every person. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.